Happy birthday, cell group. And we're looking at the gospel for last Sunday in the bulletin was John 20, 19 to 23. There are alternative gospels. There's one, John 15, 26, 27, and 16, verse 12 to 15. But we're using the one that's in the bulletin, the one that you probably have looked at already or heard at Mass. Pardon me. It's interesting, first of all, that the Feast of Pentecost is essentially a Jewish feast. The word Pente, meaning 50, Pentecost, 50 days. And it was like a Jewish harvest Thanksgiving, 50 days since the Feast of the Passover. And it also marked the giving of the law on Mount Sinai. Now, we have to remember that Torah, the law, means instruction, a whole way of life, in fact, under God's grace and guidance. So we're living in that law of love under God's grace and guidance, and we can celebrate that. And that way of life for the Jews was always interior, and the descent of the Holy Spirit makes that inner reality. It takes it to new levels. So with that in mind, we'll look at the gospel passage. And it's from John's gospel. And John has this coming of the Holy Spirit happening on Easter Sunday, in the evening of the first day of the week. That's the Sunday. A day, it's very significant that John puts it this way. It's the first day of the week, the first day of a whole new creation. A first day, you know, you think of the account in Genesis. God said, let there be light. You know, the whole creation was beginning. So here's a new creation beginning on the evening of the first day of the week, the day of resurrection. And the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, for fear of arrest, for fear of what happened to Jesus, what happened to them, etc. So Jesus came and stood among them. So he avoided the closed doors. They weren't a barrier. He stood among them and he spoke. So you had all these accounts then that we're used to after the resurrection of Jesus reassuring everybody that he's not a ghost and he's not a spirit. He speaks, and his first words are, peace be with you. Words of consolation, not words of blame or condemnation. Peace be with you. And show them his hands and his side. So the wounds identify Christ with the one who died on the cross. So this person who stands before them is one and the same as the Jesus who suffered and died. And the disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. So it's an expression of a reaction to God's grace, this joy. It's a real gift to have that joy. Peace be with you. It's funny at Mass when you see people wearing masks. I really miss the joy and the smiles and the reactions that people communicate with their mouths, you know, smiles or lips or even pursed lips, you know, some sort of reaction. But you get nothing when there's a mask covering the mouth. As the Father sent me, so am I sending you. This is one of John's as expressions. It's the same sending. Just as the Father sent me, I am sending you. As he has been given a mission, a vocation, a purpose, that mission is ours. I am sending you. After saying this, he breathed on them. Again, he breathed on them and said. So that breathing is very like, again, Genesis, the creation. God breathed. He made man out of mud and then breathed on him. And the man became a living being. So it's a creative breath. It's a breath that gives life. It's a breath of life. It's God's life. And he said, receive the Holy Spirit. So this is the Pentecost, a beautiful quiet moment in John's Gospel. Not the tongues of fire, the big wind. Just receive the Holy Spirit. And again, that vocation, that mission that his Father gave him, he asks us to forgive sins. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. So your forgiveness is effective. It's not empty. It's not just words. They are forgiven. But those whose sins you retain, they are retained. Sometimes referred to as the power of loosing and binding. That's the gospel. So, as I said, this account in John is John's way of saying all of creation, all of this new creation, Christianity, the birthday of the church, the beginning, all happened on Easter Sunday. A great dramatic event of Christ's rising and giving us the Spirit. If the other stories, the Acts of the Apostles, have it after the resurrection, and indeed after the ascension, as we celebrated in the liturgy, you can see the Jewish influence, just the sense of timing and days. But then when you think of it, God has no time. He's not bound by what we're bound by. So some points for sharing and discussing. Jesus recognized that his disciples were not capable of taking in everything at once. Hearing the right answer at the wrong time never helps us. We need to be ready and open to receive the truth if it is to have any impact. Maybe we can recall some occasions when it was the right time for you to learn the truth about life. Just remember and share, if you can, your experiences of growing in understanding and truth. Another point you might talk about, wisdom is handed down to us from person to person and from generation to generation, within families, within communities. Are there any particular gems of wisdom that you cherish from what has been handed on to you? What wisdom would you most like to pass on to those close to you? And we'll finish with a prayer. Send down, O God, upon your people the flame of your Holy Spirit, and fill with the abundance of your sevenfold gift the church you brought forth from your Son's pierced side. May your life-giving Spirit lend fire to our words and strength to our witness. Send forth to the nations of the world to proclaim with boldness your wonderful works of raising Jesus from the dead.